Environmental rollbacks trigger federal lawsuits as pharmaceutical liability revives. 9 conservation organizations filed a federal lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's elimination of a 50-year-old rule linking habitat destruction to wildlife harm under the Endangered Species Act. The rule, in place since 1975, held that destroying the habitat of a protected species constitutes harm to that species even without directly killing individual animals. Under the administration's new interpretation, a developer could drain wetlands that serve as breeding habitat for an endangered bird species, eliminating reproduction entirely, as long as no individual bird dies during construction. Conservation groups argue this functionally guts the ESA for species whose primary threat is habitat loss, which they say accounts for roughly 85% of listed threatened and endangered species. The lawsuit challenges the change on both procedural grounds, inadequate public comment and environmental review, and substantive grounds, arguing the new interpretation contradicts the plain language of the statute. The 50-year vintage of the rule gives plaintiffs a strong argument about reliance interests and the limits of executive authority to reinterpret long-standing statutory definitions. Separately, Trump cut 2 Utah National Monuments by approximately 90%, making the vast majority of the previously protected area available for mining, grazing, and energy extraction. A reduction consistent with the first Trump administration's earlier monument rollbacks, which the Biden administration had reversed. A federal appeals court revived more than 500 lawsuits alleging that acetaminophen use during pregnancy is linked to autism spectrum disorder in children. The science underlying the claims is contested. Major regulatory bodies have not concluded a causal link, but the appellate panel found the scientific evidence sufficient to present to a jury, exposing Johnson & Johnson and other acetaminophen manufacturers to potentially significant liability as the cases proceed to discovery and trial. Whistleblowers have alleged no-bid contracts and rushed work at the Kennedy Center, a federally chartered institution subject to congressional oversight. No-bid contracts are legally permitted in certain narrow circumstances, but are a common vehicle for directing government spending toward preferred vendors. The decision by internal witnesses to go public suggests internal accountability mechanisms were not functioning, fitting a pattern of procurement and governance concerns that has appeared across multiple federal institutions in recent months.